This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is partisan primary election day, the first election day since new boundaries for Wisconsin's Senate and Assembly districts went into effect. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
Who's on their ballot, what districts they're qualified to vote in, depends on their address. And so when the redistricting happened, voters who are now in a new district, their registration was moved by their clerk into that appropriate district.
Polls are open till 8 tonight. That's when election night coverage begins on many civic media radio stations and online. The last of four hotel security guards linked to the death of Devante Mitchell in Milwaukee has made his initial court appearance. Herbert Williamson and three others restrained Mitchell on June 30th. Mitchell died of asphyxiation. Staffing levels at Wisconsin's youth prisons is on the agenda as Governor Evers' Juvenile Justice Commission meets today. Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools are under more scrutiny since a teenager attacked and killed a counselor in June. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is paying more than $2 billion to minority farmers, ranchers, and foresters. It's to make up for discriminatory practices of the past, like denying government loans. But some advocates say they want more transparency.
I'm not personally dazzled about numbers or dollar amounts unless I can connect that to the people that are being most impacted.
Sharon Mallory is with the 2020 Farmers Co-op. Attendance at this year's Wisconsin State Fair set a record. The State Fair Board says 1.1 million people came through the gates in West Allis. That's about 6,500 more people than last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Rice Lake wood manufacturing plant closed earlier this month, apparently providing only one day of notice for employees before they were let go. According to a WEAU report, Bessie Forest Products filed the notice that they were planning to close on August 1st and terminated all 46 of their employees on August 2nd. In a statement, company officials said they were sorry they couldn't provide more notice to their employees, citing failed restructuring alternatives as the reason that they were closing with such short notice. The Superior School Board voted unanimously to add a ballot referendum to November's election on Monday. The vote comes as the district struggles with budget issues that forced the closure of a school last year, as well as layoffs for over 25 teachers and 30 support staff. If the referendum is approved, owners of a $200,000 home would pay on a rising scale each year, starting at $14 in year one and ending at $158 in year five. If it fails, the school district may have to make further cuts. The University of Wisconsin-Superior campus police are looking for volunteers to help with active shooter training. According to a Fox 21 report, the training will be held on Wednesday and Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Holden Fine and Applied Arts Center, and authorities are looking for 5 to 10 volunteers to help with the training by acting as the students in the simulated scenarios. Authorities are also informing residents not to be alarmed at the increased law enforcement presence on the campus during the training. The demolition of the former St. Mary's Medical Center in Duluth has officially begun. According to a Fox 21 report, demolition crews arrived at the East 4th Street site on Monday to begin tearing down one of the campus skywalks connecting the medical center to the other health buildings in the area. City officials are reminding residents to avoid the area during the month of August as a number of roads will be closed for the demolition work. The closures will affect areas of East 4th Street, 5th Avenue East, and 4th Avenue East. The Hartley Nature Center in Duluth held their new annual Trails Fest event over the weekend. According to a Northern News Now report, it was only the second year of the event, which shows appreciation to the organizations that keep the park trails in great condition so residents can take full advantage of their offerings. The Trails Fest event featured a bike clinic, yoga, hiking, and a variety of other outdoor activities. Organizers also thanked those organizations for their work on keeping other trails in the area in good shape. The Minnesota Department of Transportation is announcing more temporary lane closures on I-35 and the Blatnik Bridge this week. According to the DOT, there will be single lane closures in both directions on I-35 between 27th Avenue West and Garfield Avenue on Wednesday. The Blatnik Bridge will be closed from 6 a.m. on Thursday to 6 a.m. on Friday. Department of Transportation officials say the Blatnik Bridge closures are necessary to complete the final bypass connections that provide direct access from the bridge to I-35. A popular sushi restaurant in Duluth will shut its doors for good at the end of the year. According to a WDIO report, the owners of Wasabi on East Superior Street say they will close their Duluth location to focus on the Superior location. The Wasabi in Superior recently reopened this spring after it was completely destroyed in a January 2023 fire. They say closing the Duluth restaurant in favor of the Superior one is a strategic shift in focus. The owners of the Duluth property say they're searching for a new tenant. Duluth's new arena football team is taking home some hardware following their first season. According to a Fox 21 report, the Duluth Harbor Monsters became the first ever Arena Mania champions on Saturday night with a 46-44 victory over the Iowa Woo. Overall, the Harbor Monsters finished with a 7-3 record in their first season. Repeating as champions will be even harder for the team next year, as the league will grow to include new teams like Eau Claire and Arkansas. This year's season featured only four teams. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Crew lose to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost Game 1 of their four-game series to the Dodgers last night, the final 5-2, Game 2 tonight. Manager Pat Murphy said he thought his young Brewers team was a little intimidated facing the Dodgers, and future Hall of Famer now in his 17th season, Clayton Kershaw, on the mound.
Yeah, this is it, man. If you want to be, you want to swim with the Sharks, you got to be willing to step up in these situations and put together, forget about who's on the mound. I mean, and forget about, you know, it's baseball. It's pitch by pitch. And I'm not disappointed at any, I mean, I'm not mad at anybody or anything like that. I just felt like we didn't have the right approach there mentally for a situation. But it is, they're young guys in front of their hometown crowd, and it's Kershaw. So that means something.
NFL, one of the players who stood out in the Packers' win over the Browns was wide receiver Grant DuBose, who had 5 catches for 66 yards, leading the team in receptions.
Grant had a really good game the other day. Obviously, he made some pretty clutch catches, but his effort blocking was excellent as well. So I was really pleased with that with him. He had a really good game.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich. The team heads to Denver for a joint practice session later this week. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a movie this weekend that is ripe for theater viewing as opposed to streaming, and you can't seem to get enough of franchises, check out Alien Romulus. Not even sure I need to explain what it's about, but the story finds colonizers in space who end up in peril when they come face to face with, you guessed it, aliens. Alien Romulus is the umpteenth installment in the series and most likely not the last, and it opens August 16th. Have fun at the movies. Matt Damon says the people and culture of Boston can seem abrasive and harsh. Damon's new comedy is called The Instigators and is set in the actor's native city. His lifelong pal and castmate Casey Affleck also calls Boston his hometown. Damon says he is aware of how people view Boston and can be put off by Bostonians' sarcasm and cynicism. But to him, it feels like a comfortable pair of socks. New tourism slogan, anyone? The Instigators can be streamed on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 82 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.